NPR's Ivan Watson is in Istanbul, and he joins us now. Ivan, what can Turkey and Iraq's other neighbors really do in this circumstance to influence whether or not the United States goes to war?
Well, Steve, the Prime Minister of Turkey recently did a tour of the Middle East, and during talks with key leaders, such as the leader of Saudi Arabia and of Egypt, an idea came up, allegedly coming from the Saudis, to give top Iraqi officials amnesty if they were to overthrow their leader. That's Saddam Hussein, of course. This is one of the ideas that has been floated and that would, in theory, be discussed at this proposed meeting that is scheduled to take place here in Istanbul on Thursday.
Iraq's neighbors are discussing where Saddam Hussein would go after he left power?
There have been reports of talk of giving him some kind of asylum somewhere around the world. But very little confirmation of this. This is very politically dicey right now, and everybody seems to be denying that this has been a topic of negotiation.
And in fact, we're hearing one of those denials from Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, today, Ivan. The intelligence chief of Saudi Arabia is denying reports that his country had proposed some kind of an amnesty for Iraqi generals or exile of some kind for Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. They're saying that they have nothing to do with such plans. Maybe, Ivan, the larger issue here is whether the United States is going to be able to bring along some of its key allies in the region in the event of war.
Right. And within the region, Turkey is one of the closest allies. It's been very tight with Washington for more than 50 years. And the U.S. has been pushing to allow Turkey to station American ground troops along the frontier with Iraq. Turkey is Iraq's northern neighbor. Washington has asked for the possible deployment of 80,000 American troops who could open up a northern front against Baghdad in the event of a war. Turkey has been delaying a decision on this. Up until within the last 2 days, a Western diplomat says that all of a sudden the Turkish government here has authorized its military to negotiate this possibility. It wasn't even on the table before.
So what does this mean when you have Turkey trying to arrange a peace and at the same time moving closer to cooperating in a war?
It looks like a two-pronged approach. 80% of the people here are vehemently against a war with Iraq, so the Turkish government looks like it's trying to find a way out of this war that nobody wants. But at the same time, it is cooperating with its close and powerful ally, the United States. In fact, there are 150 U.S. military people in Turkey right now. They're surveying ports and air bases and military bases. And as well, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he will be visiting on Sunday and Monday. And the talks are likely to center on the possible deployment of American troops here.
I wonder if there have been any sort of public protests in Turkey that you've seen.
There have been protests here, and these are likely to increase. In fact, if the government here, it's newly elected, if it does make the decision to agree to allow American troops to be stationed here, it will have to fight a battle within the National Assembly here. So the government will have to convince its parliament to vote in favor of something that the Turkish people are against.
NPR's Ivan Watson is in Istanbul. Ivan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.